The Nationals looking to earn a split of their four-game set with the Braves heading into the All-Star break. Bryce Harper, of course, heading to the Midsummer Classic along with several other of his teammates going to Miami. We pick up the action in this one. Already 1-0 Nats in the first. 2 men on for Anthony Rendon facing Sean Newcomb.
Or if he goes off speed here with a count of 1-2. The pitch hit hard left center field into the gap, splitting the defenders. Kemp will cut it off into the gap. Two runs are in. Rendon to second, and it's 3-0 Nats.
Well, he went with a fastball, Jim, and Tyler Flowers wanted it in and down in the zone, and he left it up and out over the plate. Now they don't have the shift on quite as much.
High fly, left center field, deep. Goodwin and Heise going back. That ball is gone! Three-run bomb, we're all square. Left center field, Freddie Freeman with his 16th home run, RBIs 31, 32, and 33. And the hitters will tell you that they're having trouble with it. High fly to left field, that's trouble. Kemp going back to the warning track, looking up. That ball is off the fence on the fly. Heading for third is Rendon. He's waved around third, coming to the plate. The throw by Swanson is not in time. It's a double and an RBI and a 4-3 lead for Washington. The only starter that Dusty Baker could possibly tap to come in this game would be Gio Gonzalez, who threw 105 pitches in the opening game of this four-game series. Grounded up the middle and threw a base hit. Cole had a stab at that one. Came up empty again. Zimmerman scores. Murphy to the plate. The throw is late. 2-run single. And it's 6-3 Washington.
I was going to say, he kind of hides it well.
Yeah. Freeman's 0-2 pitch. Ground ball to the right side and through. Goodwin scores. To second is Defoe. It's an RBI single for Harper. It's an 8-5 lead for the Nats.
The Nationals earn a split of their four-game set with the Braves, taking it 10-5. Anthony Rendon, 2 hits, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. Bryce Harper, 2 hits and scores twice. Joe Ross had to exit the game in the 4th inning with an undisclosed injury. The Braves fall to the Nationals. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
A lot of good things happening. It was a good half. I mean, I think the record could have been better. We say we shot ourselves in the foot a few games to where I think, you know, very realistically, we could have been over 500 for this half. But the resiliency the guys show, they never quit. We brought some young guys up that are making some significant contributions. And we'd like to have took the series today. It's a very positive half.
The Newcomb, the last couple starts, has it been kind of a reminder maybe to him of, control?
Yeah.
Walks,
no,
can't
I think
have walks.
Yeah, and stuff was good today. It was just, he was a pitch away here or there, but, the stuff's good. I like what I see out of him. He's learning, too. He's a young kid that's learning, but, he got into trouble. He minimized damage a couple times today. The walks were an issue. The stuff was really good, and it's just a matter of, you just want to keep running him out there because it's definitely good, and he'll learn, he'll get better as he goes, but it's good for him to experience all this.
And you got to go to the All-Star break feeling good about Freddie Freeman. I mean,
he's right back where, right where he left off. Offensively, we're fine. Mm-hmm. We see when we keep games manageable, these guys find a way to get it done. And today, we felt good about our chances. Even going into the ninth, before the ninth or the bottom of the eighth, we all were kind of itching to get back in the dugout and get her going because we felt good about our chances to come back.
Would it be safe to say Camargo has been one of the nicer surprises here?
He's done a great job. It's kind of what it's all about. Come up, do good. Got to find time for him.
Yeah. You talked about the growth he's had, even the growth he's had since March, you first saw him.
I think since last year is the biggest. I remember last year in spring training when I went out of the big league camp and we went to just the inter-squad games and everything, and then seeing him this year when he came to camp, and even when he came up the first time, how he just keeps maturing, I think. Mentally, physically, his game, the kid's skilled. He's going to get bigger, stronger. He's got skills, and skills play here. And when you do good, you got to find somewhere for him to play.
The confidence and aggressiveness that he has
yeah.
is so unlike a young kid.
Yep. His at bats are, he grinds at bats, fights balls off, lets the ball get deep. You saw today, he has power. That'll manifest the more bats he gets, the more comfortable he gets as he learns the league. He faced some pretty good pitching here this series and held his own, more than held his own. So, he's a skilled guy.
Was there an injury in the bullpen tonight?
Jason Ma had he was going to pitch the seventh?
Mm-hmm.
And his next to last pitch, he had a back strain. And he felt it, and then he tried to throw another one, and thought better not doing it. So it's a little back strain. So we'll just keep, doctors looked at him, everything structurally is good. Might have just, been a cramp or something like that. We'll just see. He's got a few days off now that they'll, can get some treatment. We'll see when we work out on Thursday where he's at.
The Braves finished the first half of their season with a 42-45 record.